Welcome, welcome to Civility 360, folks, your platform for all things civility, where civility, influence, and action are our deliverables. I'm your host, Professor Vernet A. Joseph, and I'm always joined by my good friend and my host, Global World Civility Leader, Sir Clyde Rivers. How you doing today, my friend?
Professor V, I'm good, man. Hey, I'm ready. We have to move the needle forward every time we talk on the show.
Yes,
indeed. Because there are people whose lives depend on truth. And I believe this show, Civility 360, is a voice of truth. Voice of truth in the real world.
Yes, yes, yes. And what I love the most, Sir Clyde Rivers, is it's something that you can take each and every time, something that you can take and go use. That's what's most important to us. We want to give you everything that we can to make sure that you can use it in your life. Really good. So today we want to talk to you about understanding change. Understanding change. Why is this topic so important? Well, change is inevitable, and we recognize that, right? This is what's happening in our world right now. The things that you used to do 4 months ago is not the same thing that you are doing today. So with that in mind, let's talk about understanding change. Talk to us, sir.
You know, everything in the world changes. I'll never forget, I was talking to a friend of mine a couple years ago, and he said, Clyde, everyone's life changes major in one day. Let a family member die.
Mm-hmm.
Change.
Change.
Look, I'm thinking about all of a sudden, we start 2020 with great New Year's resolutions,
mm-hmm.
but no one knew that there would be an interruption in March.
Come on now.
That shut the world down.
Mm.
No one knew. No one knew that every system that they had in place would change all over the world.
Mm-hmm.
Change doesn't ask for your permission. If you don't change, change makes you change. How? What you're doing becomes obsolete. That's how you know it's changed. Talk to me, Professor.
Man, I mean, it's hard to follow that one up, Sir Clyde Rivers. But when you think about it, change is constant and it will always occur. The key is that we have to get an understanding of what the components of change are. How do we deal with it on an individual level? How do we deal with it on an organizational level? How do we deal with it on a relational level? Change is inevitable. And it's important for us to understand the actual effects and the many facets of change. Typically, most people don't want change. But when change happens, they're happy. I'm going to say that again. Most people don't want change. But then when change happens, they're happy. So it's a consistent cycle. You are forever evolving, whether you want to or not. And if you remain the same, you will get left behind.
Wow.
Here's a statement that I want to share with you. It's time for you to either be all in or get all out, because there is no in between. If you're not all in, then you need to be getting all out, because there's nothing worse. I mean, there's a good book that I love to read. And it says there's nothing worse than being lukewarm. That means being in between. So the question is, when we talk change and understanding it, are you all in or are you all out? Because your actions will show where you really are. What are your thoughts, sir?
Wow, that's powerful. And you know what? Change doesn't change when you're comfortable.
Ooh, come on now.
So what I'm watching right now in the world, Professor Burnett, is I'm watching schools of thinking change.
Mm.
Right now, we have a school of thinking clash.
Mm.
We have an old guard and a new guard, and they are both schools of thought.
Mm.
The difference between the schools of thought of the old and the schools of thought of the new. The schools of thought, I always say, which one has the vision and which one is defending? You never gain ground on defense only. There has to be an offensive, because where there is no vision, the people perish. And as life is expanding and changing, it means change will change you, or you will change change.
I love it. I love it. I love it. And as I think about that, you're absolutely correct. Let's look and run through a few things. Well, let's talk about Kodak, or let's talk about the Polaroid. I mean, of course, now there's a boomerang and it's coming back. But what happened to Kodak and the Polaroid when we went into the digital age?
Uh-huh.
Initially, they tried to stand still for a moment until they got run over, and then they became irrelevant. And then now they had to say, oh, well, we're going to get into the digital space and then try to bring some of the old back, right? To make it vintage, right? So that's what you have to ask yourself. Okay, when was the last time you actually used a, what do you even call those things? I forgot what you call them. Where you pick up the phone and it's a phone booth. What was the last time you used a phone booth?
Oh my goodness.
You can't even remember when the last time you used a phone booth. But what would happen if you traveled to Europe and you had to use one?
Wow.
Change. Now, you may be ahead of the time or ahead of the curve somewhere else, but on the other side of the globe, oh, no, 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 no. You're still going to have to use that thing. Can you handle it? Can you handle the change? Because you've got to be able to come back and forth. So when we say understand the change, you've got to recognize when the times change, when the seasons change, when the situation change, when the source change. Huh? You've got to be ready for change. Are you guys hearing what we're saying? Understanding change is more than saying something is different. It's understanding the ebbs and flows and knowing when things shift. And that's what we're dealing with today. Talk to us, Sir Cloud Rivers.
I was in a restaurant a couple of days ago, and there was this person came in. They had on the mask, and there was an old gentleman. This guy said, "Don't use that word new normal to me." And I thought for a minute, and I just laughed.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, this is a gentleman that is out of time, that is living in a school of thought that's no longer relevant. And you know what? I had a good friend tell me something. He said, Dr. Rivers, he says, when you get older, you know when your voice is dying because of who's not listening.
Man, I love it. I love it. As you're sitting there talking to me, I'm thinking on several different fronts. I don't know how many people used to watch Archie Bunker. Those were the days.
Because
he was stuck. He was stuck in a time capsule, in a time warp, and things were happening rapidly around him, but he was stuck. Then I look at it from a totally different perspective when we were talking about the Jeffersons. Oh, they're moving on up, right? What were they doing? They were looking to move up even when the times weren't ready for them to move up. So remember, we're talking about change. You have some people who want to remain the same and those who are prepared to change. So who are you and where do you find yourself in this paradigm of change? Let me share a few things, and I'm going to use them one at a time. When we talk about change, there are several different concepts, if you would,
of change. Come on.
So the first one is senders and receivers. That's how we communicate, right? But there's a change that happens when we communicate. Do you ever think about who really hears what you're saying? Do you remember the game that you used to play with the two cups and the little string? And you say one thing and you want to see, does the other person hear it? Right? Do you remember that? Or when you get into a group and you tell this person something and it's supposed to go around the group and come back to you the exact same, but it never does because somebody heard something differently? Wow. What about resistance? What about resistance? When we talk about change, not everybody's going to jump up and down as soon as things change. Therefore, you're going to have resistance, right? What about authority change? Not everybody's going to like who's in charge, but guess what? They're still in charge and they still have the authority. So when we look at that, that's three different concepts. That's three different concepts about change: senders and receivers, resistance, and authority for change. Where do you see yourself when it comes to these concepts? Let's look at another one and then I'll pause. Value system.
Wow.
Value system. How many people's values have changed when they go into a different location geographically, when they go to a different part of the world, or when they get into another chapter of their life? On one end, you used to be like this. Well, you got to college and you lost your mind, right? Or on another end, you used to be so reserved and now you're extremely wild, right? It's called change. Your value system has changed. So that's the type of stuff that we're talking about. But I hope that you all are picking up what we're putting down, because, man, we're covering a 360-degree angle of understanding change. Talk to us, Sir Clyde Rivers.
And sometimes pain brings change.
Ooh.
Sometimes pain brings change. I look at people. There's an illusion that people have that like change is gonna just happen. There has to be disruptors and interrupters. Every technology, Professor Burnett, that's ever grown has had an interrupter. Every organization, every mechanism has had a interruption that changed the course. Kodak and digital cameras. Kodak was out because Kodak had the patent for digital.
Come on now.
But didn't do it. And what happens when it hit every phone, they're like, whoa. So there is a time where you can hold on. And I want to back this up biblically. In the book of Ecclesiastes, there's a time and season for every purpose under the sun. So what happens? So there's a time to cry. There's a time to embrace. There's a time for peace. There's a time for war. There's a time to love. So to everything, there's a time and a season. And what happens, Professor, is this. When a season changes and God has changed it, the unintended consequence is what you did to others backfires on you.
Come on now.
God has pulled the plug on a season.
My. Every time, I don't know what it is lately, but I just keep hearing songs. Winter, spring, summer, fall. Huh? So you're talking times and you're talking seasons. The way that you operate in the winter is not the way you operate in the spring. The way that you do things in the fall is not necessarily how you'll do them in the summer. Are you prepared for change? And if you are, what will you do when change comes? Because that truly is the litmus test. Anyone can say what they would do until it's time for them to do it, right? Wow. So now, understanding change, watch this. There's incremental change and then there's radical change. Are you prepared for either or? Many times when you go into an organization and you take a new position, the first thing that they tell you is don't do radical change. Why? Because you're going to disrupt the system that is operable right now.
Yeah.
You come in with incremental change because you now gain the trust of those whom you're working with. So that's a whole nother concept of change when we're talking incremental versus radical. But there are times when you have to abruptly change things because otherwise we're going to go off the cliff, right?
Wow.
So you've got to decide and know, and this is where leadership comes in, is you got to have discernment to know when to do what. What about the right answer is not enough?
Wow.
What about when the right answer is not enough? That's a concept of change. Just because it's right, don't make it all right. What? Like, come on, folks.
Wow.
This is what I'm talking about. So change is a process.
Yes.
And when we understand that change is a process, we won't be expecting something to where we would get disappointed.
That's really good.
So understanding change, my friends, is something that is so valuable to our society today. But understanding change civilly is what makes the difference. Talk to us, Sir Clyde Rivers.
What is so important about change is people have all these concepts in their mind of how change is supposed to take place. But see, what they always, they predicate change on their comfort. And change, like again, with this time period we're in, God doesn't ask your permission to change. Let me give you an example. It's like getting an A+ in an obsolete system. What happens? When you step into the functionality and you have an A+ in an obsolete system, that A+ doesn't produce the outcomes in the new. And this is why right now many kids are being disillusioned with education. With why do I go to college? By the time I graduate, I'm already 5 years behind and I'm in debt. And it takes the average person five years to get a job in their discipline. They study. So guess what that tells me? Education changing.
Come on now.
Because the kids are like, wait, no, I'm gonna do my own thing now. No, I'm gonna be an entrepreneur. I'm gonna do this. So here it is. Even me saying education, I feel a check on my inside. Like, what are you saying, Clyde? Because that old paradigm in me says that after high school, go to college.
Mm-hmm.
Go to college. But if going to college doesn't produce the outcome, guess who always lets you know?
Come on now.
That generation.
Come on now.
They say, we can't get jobs. We're not getting jobs. Now we have debt and we're working at Starbucks waiting tables to wait to get a job. Because let me tell you, man. Doc, I want to go deep for a second.
Let's do it.
Systemic thinking that's created for you to stay in the system, guess what? It imprisons your mind to think.
Yes.
So what happens, you can't be an entrepreneur now because you have to wait for everything else to validate it. Because you were taught a system of validation. And when the validation system becomes obsolete, nothing produces. Nothing. So this is why I tell people, revelation and inspiration is what I live off. Because that's fresh daily. Go ahead, Professor.
That's it. Revelation and inspiration is what should be given daily. Your daily bread is revelation. Your daily action is inspired by your revelation. Get out there and do something fresh, something new. Now watch this. When we start talking about change and schools of thought, the first thing that I would say is prepare for the unexpected. That's how you stay in a fluid lane for change.
Wow.
Prepare for the unexpected. Why? Because if it's always been what it's always been, then you're going to always get what you've always got. But if you prepare for the unexpected, guess what can happen? You can have a cultural shift, a mind shift, a revelation shift, an inspiration shift. You can have an empowerment shift. You can have a transition in your mind. The second thing that I want to share with everyone is that you've got to assess the cultural landscape when you're talking about change. Assess the cultural landscape.
That's good.
When you're thinking about change. Remember, earlier we talked about being in one place and then actually transitioning to another. Well, when you make that transition, you got to assess the cultural landscape, because what you did back there ain't going to help you up here.
Wow.
Are you picking up what I'm putting down? I sure hope so. The next thing I want to say to you is that you want to communicate the message. See, things can change around you, but what was put inside of you is still constant. So you've got to learn how to communicate your message, even in the midst of change. Even in the midst of change. Here's the one that I love the most. You've got to create a sense of ownership. You've got to create a sense of ownership. See, when you own it, it's just something different about owning it. I hope that you guys are getting this, right? And then here's what I want you to really, really consider. When you're thinking about change, you've got to make sure that you involve every layer of change.
Ooh.
Every layer of change. How does this affect my family? How does this affect me? How does this affect those whom I lead? How does this affect my mentor?
Wow.
How does this affect? Are you picking up what I'm putting down? Because when you start looking at how every layer is involved, then you see things from a different perspective. And then I'm going to leave you with this one. Anytime change happens, I want you to see it, and I want you to start from the top. If you see it and you start from the top, you'll have a different vantage point than everybody else. I'll pause right there, sir. Back to you.
Wow. Wow. Professor, that was a powerful, you know, change is always ugly because there's no blueprint for it.
Come on now.
Let me explain. Businesses in the last 12 months, in the last 18 weeks, have undergone a facelift. And watch this here. And it was an unwanted facelift.
That's right.
It was a facelift to help them survive. Right now in my city, restaurants are closed, but if you're outside, it's okay. So I've watched more tents go up.
Yeah.
And I've watched more tables and chairs under tents.
I walk
and pay inside.
But
I sit outside.
That's right. Come on now.
Because that company needs to continue to produce dollars and cents.
Yeah.
So they are doing what it takes because here it is changed them. Other restaurants that I go to are not open. Why? They weren't change ready.
Come on now.
They weren't change ready. They weren't pliable. So what happens if they aren't pliable, they aren't reliable. So there has to be that element of change. And you know what, my professor? People always think change will be easier than it is. Well, show me a nice change. Show me a nice transition. You won't find them.
And
watch this here. I love what the one lady said on our Caribbean show. The economy hasn't changed, Ife. She said the digital economy has morphed.
That's it.
Has morphed.
Yep.
She said Amazon within the first 8 to 12 weeks, hired 30,000 people.
1,000 people, you better believe it.
Why? Because they were change ready. The economy, they're ahead of the curve. So guess what? So people, you have to understand that somebody's change ready. And this is what we're looking at.
Come on.
Change ready institution.
Yes.
Go ahead, Professor.
My. When you think about that, a change ready institution, a change-ready mindset, a change-ready economy, a change-ready lifestyle. Are you change-ready? Understanding change, folks. The one thing that people don't understand is, listen to what Sir Clyde Rivers said. There are those who know how to transition, and there are those who just know how to stay put and stay in place. You see, restaurants are evolving. Why? Because they've considered the human side or the human factor. people still want to eat out. But what experience now do we give them? Do we give them the doors closed and we're closed until further notice? Or do we say, no, we know how to be malleable, pliable. We know how to evolve with the time. We're still going to produce great content, great product, great food. We're just going to produce, watch this. We're going to produce it the same and present it differently. I'm going to say that again. They're going to produce it the same, but they're going to present it differently.
Wow. Wow.
And that is exactly why companies, now let's talk about it. The first $1 trillion company, Amazon, is killing the game right now.
Oh, crushing.
They're crushing the game because, watch this, they are still allowing people to produce. They are now just presenting it differently. I hope they got it, right? They are allowing multiple entrepreneurs, hundreds, if not thousands of entrepreneurs, to produce. But Amazon chose to present it differently. Uber is doing the exact same thing. Uber don't own no vehicles. But guess what they do? They let hundreds, if not thousands, of small business owners come together under one umbrella, and they present it differently. Even Airbnb has decided that we're going to let you put your place on our platform. We don't own not one piece of real estate.
Wow.
But we're going to present what you're producing a little differently. Don't tell me that you can't understand change. You see it, you just haven't embraced it enough to know that it's here to stay. Change is going to keep happening, folks.
Yeah.
You better believe it. So now, I want you to think about what we talked about last week on the highest cost of incivility, and then now bring that alongside understanding change. Bring that alongside understanding change. That's why the ticker tape read last week's message, for it to become a subliminal message and then switch to understanding change. I want to see, are your eyes and your ears in sync? Does your audio match your video? Because that's what change is all about. Back to you, Sir Clyde.
Wow. As we close, Professor, this right here, this is what I tell people. The key now is to create vehicles for conflict. What am I saying? When we understand civility, we can get in the vehicle and drive to a new location together through dialogue. When we don't let change us, there are clashes. And those clashes eventually end up with people at the table. So let's get in the vehicle first. Let's create ways of dialogue, methods of dialogue. Let's create brand new pathways in our minds to where we don't have to win the argument, but let's get the knowledge.
My.
As we get knowledge, because I was talking with someone this weekend. I said, at the end, they said, doctors, how does civility work? I said, the people at the table have to agree on something. We all want to go home safe at night. We want our wives and our children and ourselves to be able to be safe. I said, everybody wants that.
Yes.
So that's the pillar that we default to when our emotions get high. And never forget this. When emotions are high, intelligence is low. Ooh. And you never want to talk to somebody when emotions are high. And that's a Dr. Reuben West. He gave me that one. When emotions are high, intelligence is low. Mm-hmm. So you actually never want to have a real serious talk to move things forward when emotions are high.
Mm-hmm. Come on, somebody.
Over to
emotions are high, intelligence is low, which goes right back to something we were talking about earlier. If I'm at a high emotionally, how can you ask me to think logically? Listen, folks, as always, we're super excited to bring you civility from a 360-degree angle. We hope that you've been enjoying the show. And as we've been talking today about understanding change, why is that important, folks? I believe wholeheartedly that as we talk about understanding change, our communities will look different. If we knew that change was that important and how it would literally transform our, watch this, generations, our lives, our health, our money, everything about it is important, folks. So don't negate this topic. I dare you to share this show out to someone who you think it would benefit. I dare you to start a watch party when it's over with.
Yes.
I dare you to take this show and go and put it in your different networks and then ask the question, do you understand change? Are you embracing change? Are you ready for change? Do you want change? Why haven't you changed? Come on, somebody. I'm just saying, when emotions are high, what did you say? Intelligence is low. So we're challenging you, folks. Understanding change. We appreciate you and we love what we get to do. We bring you the relevance from around the world from a 360-degree angle. My good friend, Sir Clyde Rivers, blessings on top of blessings to you. And let's close this one out.
Thank you, sir.